Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
One of the highlights for attendees at our 41st annual National Right to Life Convention in Jacksonville this past June was the chance to hear firsthand from many of the Republican presidential candidates, all of whom are running as pro-life this election cycle. Herman Cain, Representatives Ron Paul and Michelle Bachmann, former Senator Rick Santorum, and former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty all addressed our convention. All week on Pro-Life Perspective, we're sharing with you excerpts from the candidates' remarks to the convention in the order in which they appeared. You can watch all the speeches on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/nationalrighttolife. Today we hear from Texas Congressman Ron Paul, who joined the convention via Skype.
I talk a lot about right to life, and I've written a lot about right to life, both from a medical viewpoint and a political viewpoint. And philosophically, I consider the issue of life and abortion probably the most important issue of our age. And this is even over and above the legal part of it and the legislation, which is very, very important. But to me, this issue draws attention to what kind of respect we have for life. To do abortion on demand means there's no respect for life, and it's a very, very bad sign for civilization. I was first introduced to some of these ideas in the 1960s, and certainly the 1960s were very, very important for the transition. I went to medical school in 1957 and left in 1961. During the whole time I was in medical school, the issue of abortion never came up, never saw an abortion, never participated in a debate or any discussion whatsoever. But by the time I finished my active duty in the military in the 1960s, and went back into my residency in OBGYN at the University of Pittsburgh, all of a sudden it was a big issue. Because by that time, abortions were being done illegally. The law still said you couldn't do it, but there was a challenge. There was civil disobedience, not here and there, but to the tune of tens of thousands. It was not long after that I met Bernard Nathanson. And Bernard Nathanson, many of you know, was the doctor that supervised many of these abortions in the 1960s. He literally supervised, I think, over 65,000 abortions. But very interestingly, he changed his mind, and it had to do with the ultrasound. Once he saw what he was doing, and a life was there, a heart was beating, a fetus was moving, all of a sudden he couldn't do abortions, and he became pro-life. And I think that's an amazing story, because when I first went into medical practice, I didn't have an ultrasound. I went to Congress for 8 years, and when I came back, ultrasounds were more popular, and I went out and got an ultrasound. And it was very instrumental in showing any woman contemplating an abortion to see what she was doing. And quite frankly, I think in many occasions, those patients of mine did change their mind and not accept the notion that the abortion is the answer. But I've been known as a champion of liberty, and I like that title. But I also think that liberty is secondary to life. If you're careless about the definition of life, you really can't be a champion of liberty. Because there are some of my friends say they're champion of liberty, and their interpretation of liberty is that a woman can do anything she wants with her body, but they don't recognize that another life is involved. So therefore, life is important.
Again, that was Representative Ron Paul you just heard from, delivering his address during our presidential candidate forum at the 2011 National Right to Life Convention in Jacksonville, Florida. We hope you enjoyed it. Representative Paul's address was just one of the many highlights of this year's convention. And if you feel like you missed out and would have liked to have been there, don't forget that next year's convention will be in Washington, D.C., June 28th, 29th, and 30th. Be sure to join us tomorrow as we continue our look back at our presidential hopefuls who joined us in Jacksonville, as we hear from Senator Rick Santorum.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.